and welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, coming to you from Aligned Performance. And here at Small Business Matters, we talk about what matters most to you, the business owner, and your business. And you can always get more information at our website, www.alignedperformance.com. You can also email me with your specific questions or even suggestions at laz@alignedperformance.com. Today's show is called Find It When You Need It. And this is something that we need to do as business owners, but we don't always make time to do, and that is staying organized and getting things filed so that the day that we need to put our hands on something, whether it's a phone number or a contract or a piece of information, we can find it in just a few seconds instead of a couple of minutes. So I want to talk to you about two kinds of filing systems that we probably all have, and one is hard copy and one is electronic. And if you've gone paperless, awesome. My hat is off to you. I haven't quite gone paperless because I'm very kinesthetic and I love to go back and refer to information and take notes and then take files with me when I go see clients and prospects so that I have information right in front of me. So we're going to talk about both of them because if you are like me, you have both electronic and hard copy. The first rule of organization is so simple and you'll never forget it. It is make files, not piles. So don't have piles on your desk. And I'll tell you, once I stopped having piles on my desk, things got so easy to find. So I used to have a stack of papers to the right of me that would include stuff that I needed to get to, maybe something from the mail that I want to look at but not right now, or something I had to work on in the next couple of days. And every time I had to look for something, I had to rifle through that same stack of papers in that pile. And so the concept of having files instead is for every subject that's on that desk, whether it's to look at or to follow up or urgent, get done today, create a file for it. Even if it's only one piece of paper, if you had a file for every piece of information at your desk and all you had to do was go into your file cabinet and maybe it's in alphabetical order, maybe it's in date order, whatever, it would be so easy to find that piece of information, right? And I know exactly what you're thinking. Yeah, but it's the time it takes to put together that filing system. And you know what? If you do it all at once, that's true. It could feel like this big, heavy project that you just never have the time to schedule. So here's my second tip. And I'll be honest, this is how I clean my house. I do, instead of taking a full Saturday, for example, to clean my house, I just do a little something every day. If I see that the dishes need to be done, I do it. If I see the floor needs to be washed, I'll do it. And so I might end up spending 7 or 9 minutes every day doing something, throwing a load of laundry in or washing down the shower, whatever it is. That way, when Saturday comes, I might just have to do a couple of touch-up things, you know, vacuum the couch, whatever. But most of it is done because I've taken a little time every day. The same can be true with filing your office. Don't feel like you have to take an entire Friday afternoon or come in on a Sunday to organize your office. Even in the beginning, if you're feeling really out of control, just grab a box of file folders, start small, grab a pencil, and work on one pile at your desk and create files for that one pile. And so on and so forth. Whenever you come across something that you find disorganized, just organize that one little section, that one pile, or that one big, huge file folder that you have with all that information in it. So that was my second tip. The first one is make files, not piles. And the second one is do a little bit at a time. Don't make it feel like a big, overwhelming project, or it probably won't get done. Okay, the third is to file something away in a place where if you were looking for it today, you would find it. Or, better yet, if you were looking for it a year from now, where would you look for it? So, for example, I mentioned earlier that you might have your files alphabetized, you might have them ordered by date, you might have them ordered by priority. So, however your mind thinks, and hopefully you've got a good grip on that, how you process and store information. So, just take a quiet moment and think about, if I were to go to look for this a year from now, where would I find it? So that's how you want to organize your files so that it becomes natural for you. This is especially helpful in in my electronic filing system, I'll tell you, if I think, oh gosh, you know, I wrote a letter to somebody 3 years ago about this particular thing, and I want to use that as a model for a letter I need to write today. Because my filing system is set up in the way I just explained, I would say, wow, it makes sense that it would be here, and then in this subfolder, and then in this subfolder, and it should be called this. And I'm able to find things really quickly. Another thought that I have about that, if you're filing things electronically, is using really good file names instead of using, the date, which is already part of the filing structure. When you save a file on your computer, the date that it was created is already there, right? And the date you last edited it. So you don't need to put that in the file name. You can use that as a separate field to sort on. Use a name that's going to help you in your search so that if you have to use the search function in your computer, you can use those keywords. And you can search not on only file names, but also on things that are in the file. So if you know that you've used a particular industry word or a client name or a product description, you can search on that specific content of the document, not just the file name. So that's another tip, is when you're naming your files, use a name that is going to be easy for you to look for later. One of the reasons that it can be very difficult and challenging, whether it's electronic or hard copy, to find something is because there's so much information. We have so many files that are long ago outdated, not needed anymore. We have papers that could have been thrown away 2 years ago and we still have them. So my fourth tip is to purge as you go. If you're in a file, a directory or a hard copy, and you see something that you don't need anymore, right then and there, just grab it and toss it or shred it, whatever needs to happen to it. And a great time to purge is every month or 6 weeks or so, I do a backup onto my backup system. And when I do that backup, depending on how much time I have, usually I have, you know, at least 10 or 15 minutes to do this, so I can go through the folders, and if I don't need a folder or a particular file anymore, I don't back it up, I delete it, and there we go. I purge when I do my backup. And then, most recently, I had to do a restore from my backup because I bought a new laptop. And so, reversely, when I did my restore from my backup drive, I only pulled over the stuff that I know that I'm going to need right away. So then, when I go to purge my backup drive at the end of the year, which I do that every on an annual basis, I'll just delete the stuff that I know I don't need to use anymore. So don't make it a big job. Just purge as you go. All right, the fifth tip. If you're a visual person, you will love this. I love color coding. I have four different colors of folders in my office. And I know that if it's a manila folder, it's just administrative stuff that I need to track. And, you know, it might be reports that I like to store so I can look at. If it's a blue folder, I know it's a particular kind of client. If it's a red folder, I know it's a particular kind of client. And then if it's purple, then that's another category entirely. So for me, that even speeds things up more tremendously because I'll know, oh, I'm looking for a client's file. I know it's going to be this color. I can go through and just find that really quickly. So color coding, you can use files. You can do colored labels. You can do colored text on your labels. Whatever works for you, that's really going to help you cut down on the time it takes for you to find something. All right, fifth tip. This is huge. And if you're an Outlook user, this applies to you. If not, I apologize. And, you know, maybe your email system has something similar, but this has been really, really helpful for me over the years, is using Outlook's subject lines. When people send an email, they're not always very descriptive in their subject line. What I realized is you can actually edit the subject line of an email that was sent to you. All you do is open the email that was received, double click on the subject line, and retype it. That way, when you store it and you go to look for it later, it makes sense to you. So, and you know, the biggest example of when this is helpful is when there's a thread of a conversation going on, and maybe it's been happening over a week or so, and the conversation has shifted, and the initial subject line doesn't make sense anymore. So I can go in, change the subject line in my storage, and that way it's super easy to find later on. So the sixth tip is changing the subject lines in Outlook. So there you go. There are six tips to find it when you need it. And it's pretty easy. Do a little bit every day so it doesn't get overwhelming, and you'll be much more organized in your everyday. I'm Leanne Zaharovich. My email is Laz, L-A-Z, at AlignedPerformance.com. The website is AlignedPerformance.com. And if you would like to be interviewed on this show, if you have a business that serves small business owners, I would love to talk to you. So drop me an email and we'll see if we would be a good fit. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, and I'll talk to you next time on Small Business Matters.